Airbnb is concerned about what the neighbors will say, and it wants to get it in writing. We'll have more in a moment.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Airbnb has gotten hugely popular thanks to its online service that connects home sharing hosts with paying guests. It's been the target of nearby residents who've complained about their Airbnb neighbors. This week, Airbnb devoted a new section of its website to hearing from people who live near homes being rented out through its service. Let's hear about it from Wall Street Journal reporter Nathan Olivares-Giles. Nathan, first of all, what is the name of this new complaint tool and how does it work?
Well, it has a fairly simple name, one that everybody should be able to remember. It's called Airbnb Neighbors, and it's just a section of their website. And basically, if you live near someone who's renting out their living space on Airbnb and you're not happy about it, you have a complaint, you can just go to airbnb.com/neighbors, and that's where you can, plead your case.
Now, this new service is sort of divided into four options. Isn't that correct?
Yeah. As soon as you land on this section of Airbnb's website, you'll see four different options. You can basically select an issue being a noise, party, or disturbance, a dispute over common spaces such as parking or trash, general concerns with your neighbor hosting, or personal safety and criminal activity. So those are the four sections that they just divide things up into. And you just choose one of those four options, and then you can actually write out your complaint, give a little bit more details. And if you provide the address, then Airbnb will actually look into whether or not your complaint has any validity to it.
Airbnb has been in business since 2008, which was very informative because I didn't realize it had been in business that long. But this is the first time it had a specific place to receive neighbors' complaints, correct?
Yeah, this is the first time. Before, if you had a complaint, you'd have to go to the general help section of Airbnb's website. But that part of their website is really built more for renters and hosts, the people who they make money off of. And that kind of left everybody out. So a lot of neighbors, when they had complaints, they would take to social networks like Twitter or forums like Reddit and complain publicly and look for advice on what to do and how to handle these situations. So the conversation has been largely happening outside of Airbnb, and now they're trying to pull it back in and maybe have a little bit of goodwill in the process.
Well, that's not the only reason they're starting this, is it? Airbnb is going through some other moves. They're considering revenue sharing from landlords, for instance.
Yeah, Airbnb is basically doing everything it can to make nice with local communities that it's going into. Before, it was kind of going in just a little bit more bullheaded and you know, really angering a lot of communities, neighborhoods, and lawmakers. And now, basically, they're trying to make local tax deals with local governments to make sure that Airbnb is legal. And they're considering these revenue sharing deals with landlords. And basically, that's kind of a bid to get landlords to feel more comfortable with the people that they rent to renting out those spaces on Airbnb. So they're really trying to win everyone over that they can. And this is just one more sign of that. They're also expanding internationally in a big way. And they're pledging to chase down users of the service who actually rent out their homes against local laws and landlord rules.
This expanding its website, is that primarily in the U.S. or is it global?
Right now, it looks like these complaints will be focused on the U.S. And right now it's in English. But as they expand globally, this is definitely going to be something that they're going to be doing outside as well.
Nathan Olivares-Giles, reporter, Wall Street Journal, thank you very much for being on the podcast.
Always a pleasure.
And don't forget, you can listen to all our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify. And now, if you've got an Android device, you can look for us on the Google Play Music app. Just search WSJ. That's this edition of Tech News Briefing. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.